Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man, I forgot I put that one in there. That's such a short little introduction. What a silly, silly person I can be sometimes. Anyway, welcome to the show. You are here with Gene and Mary. Take a break. Every day, every weekday at noon. I guess the reason that was such a short little intro was I needed to say something. You know, we needed more time. But anyway, my point is that I don't have a point. I'm going to jump right into the Great Barrier. Well, no, before I do that, I will apologize. Yesterday, we took Gene and Mary's show on the road again.
Yeah.
And we had very poor reception due to, I believe, the wind blowing trees in the way of the cell phone reception. So the show kept cutting in and out, and it finally just disconnected, and we were unable to continue the show. So if anyone was listening to yesterday's show, I apologize. But that, once again, taught us something new. So from now on, when we take our show on the road, or when we go out on the road and can't be at our local places for the show, we are going to do a pre-recorded show. And we'll just have a regular show, but you won't be able to call in. That's all. So now, moving on to our trivia question. Where is the Great Barrier Reef located? We have 4 hints today because today is Thursday. I don't know how this week slipped by so fast. It feels like Monday
to me. Time flies when you're having fun.
It does. And we had so much fun yesterday, which actually segues into our topic, which I will introduce in just a second. But one of the 7 wonders of the natural world is this Great Barrier Reef. It is larger than the Great Wall of China, and it is the only living thing on Earth that truly is visible from space. It stretches for 1,429 miles over an area of approximately, they've guesstimated, 133,000 square miles. So it goes along a long one border and then goes out into the ocean. Now, the Great Barrier Reef is home to more than 100 tropical islands. So if you still don't know the answer to where is the Great Barrier Reef located, just go to beunique.org because it's there. The answer is there. And you'll be doing that, oh, I should have had a V8 thing. So today's topic is intuition tune-up. And I want Gene to tell us about what happened yesterday. I was there. I don't need to hear about it, but it's a great story.
It was wild, wasn't it? Just amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. Well, I know I've really been realizing my personal intuition just been growing by leaps and bounds, and I've been trusting it more and more, and more and more it's paid off every day. And we were standing there enjoying the breeze, and all. My favorite thing about setting up the Be Unique booth is all the shiny, colorful things and flying in the breeze. It's amazing. And this person, we were standing there, and this person walked across through a gate across this giant field with all kinds of vendors off to the sides directly straight to us and walked up and said something and gestured to some things we were selling. And I asked her, I said they related to magic, something about, I don't know what you think about magic, and she just, the reaction was just amazing. She threw her arms up, threw her head back, and laughed. And just about the same time, I, of course, laughed. And Mary saw it. She laughed. And everybody, the woman had been driving down the road somewhere in the county and just out of the blue decided to go to a store she knew of up the street from where we were. And she's going along and didn't know anything about this farmer's market we were at. And going along, she saw a sign, and it had a keyword on it, maybe organic food or something on the sign. So she just turned in, she parked, she walked through the gate, saw
she must have passed six or seven other vendors.
Oh, absolutely. All the way down the side, the restaurant that was there, everything, people all down the sides of us, across and just straight to us. And she came to see us. It turned out that's what and she trusted her intuition, had no idea why, just using her faith that she have building. And by golly, she just came in and found us. And it was because we needed to find each other. Be unique.
Yes.
And her, absolutely. So.
And you just touched on something.
Fine.
You said
mm-hmm.
something that I think we need to reiterate. She
sure.
had the faith in her intuition.
Mm-hmm. I realize that.
Yeah. Well, and the reason I wanted to emphasize this is a lot of the people that, you know, okay, be unique. The whole purpose of Be Unique is to share we're an educational nonprofit, so our sole purpose is to educate people. And we do mm-hmm. that by connecting dots from person to person or person to organization or organization back, you know, back and forth. We highlight nonprofits. And I can't tell you how many times we've connected the dots. But look at Kathy Price.
Uh-huh.
My gosh.
Oh.
She is a sponsor of this show, of the Jean and Mary show. But
yeah.
we met her at an event. And then we met her at a subsequent event. You know, we happen to have tables near. Now, when we go to events, we always ask to be placed next to Kathy because it's kind of a tradition. And she's a supporter and a sponsor. She came and stayed with me Monday night. And we worked until 4 o'clock in the morning creating these amazing wands and
mm-hmm.
headpieces.
The ones, ironically, that the lady yesterday went directly to see. That's what she saw across the
way. She saw them and she said she was magnetized to us. She just felt pulled mm-hmm. to come straight. And she came to us. She was walking across that pasture like a woman on a mission. And then when she turned and left, I thought she'd at least look around and see who else was there. No, she left and walked right out the gate, ignoring everybody. It was as if we were the only people, the only booth in that area.
Yeah, when she got there, we visited, and she was done. She left, and with the anticipation, we'll meet again soon.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
And I noticed that a lot of people, we sell wands, okay, fine. A lot of people say there's no such thing as magic. Well, there is. To me, how magical is it if a photographer takes a picture of a fox smelling a daffodil? And the reason I say that's actually my screensaver on my desktop right now. Somebody took this photograph. I happen to love foxes, and daffodils are my favorite flower. To me, that's a magical picture. It just evokes a sense of awe. How magical is it when a person who feels like they're still 14 or 17 at heart becomes a grandparent? That's magic. It's magical every morning that the sun comes up and every evening when the sun goes down. Magic is nothing short of a natural phenomenon, in my opinion. I know that the people think of in terms of magic as, you should know this word, Gene, better than I do. There's something, there's a now I can't think of it. But it's an illusion. I have to look up the word now. What is another word for magic? Gene, are you there? Did I lose you, Gene?
I'm here. I'm trying to think another word for magic. I mean, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the thing
enchanted, fascinating, marvelous, mythical, unusual.
Yeah, mythical. Yeah.
Supernatural, enchanted.
Well, see, to me, there you go. That's my definition. That's the thing that I had a realization about. You just touched on the relationship between magic and supernatural.
People get scared of the word magic because they think of supernatural.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with supernatural. A hurricane is a supernatural storm. It is a storm that is natural, but it's a superstorm. A tsunami is a supernatural flood.
Right. But the thing we need to think about is that we separate natural and supernatural like that. And so therefore, magic is natural, as is super, like you're saying, supernatural is supernatural. And
like
magic
extra.
Of course. I mean, that's what magic is.
I mean, if you think
of it,
when
nature.
You talk about things being extra, you know, you say, oh, that's an extraordinary painting. Well, it's an extraordinary painting.
Yes, exactly.
And a lot of people, they use words all the time, and they become like white noise to their brain. So they don't break them down and realize that magic is within each of us. We have, just like we've talked about numerous times, we have a choice as humans, as cognitive, sentient beings. We can get up every morning and go, oh, woe is me. I'm going to complain because the floor is too cold and my shoes are on the other side of the room. I'm going to complain because my coffee pot didn't finish before I got out of bed. I'm going to complain because my smartphone isn't smarter than me and it doesn't set its alarm on time. Oh, woe is me. Or you can say, whoa, this floor is kind of cold. It's going to wake me up. I better get my shoes on quick before my toes get cold. Yay. You know, I'm glad I woke up before my alarm did because I forgot to set it last night because I was busy. You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm living proof of that. I have totally switched my life around by choices and decisions that I've made throughout my life. And
that's how you created your own reality.
I created my own magic.
Yeah, your own magic. It's like casting a spell. You know, it's all real. It's not weird or odd or anything else. It's just...
Well, I can't tell you how many people have introduced me as, this is Mary. She's magical.
Uh-huh.
And just like you used the wand to explain magic to people, you know, you'll say, these wands are magic. They can make changes. You want to see how? And you just kind of wave it or point it at them and say, I bet you this wand will make you smile. And a lot of people will, you can see them fighting it. They don't want to smile. They're already smiling in their eyes, but their mouth is downturned. And when that happens, you'll grab a thicker wand and say, sometimes you have to kind of poke at it. And you act like you're going to poke them, and they jump back a little bit, but they end up giggling. And you say, see, it worked.
Yeah.
You know, it's all in fun. It's how you look at things.
And that's what it's about, raising your vibration, just getting light, you know, just, have fun, instead of being all, you know. That's that simple, you know, and just start, you know, it's pretty fun.
And you know, I was
do what your intuition says. Yeah, do what your intuition tells you to do, because
well,
if you
my
do
intuition
else, that's where
my intuition
comes from,
is connected to my clock right now, and my
oh,
intuition
no.
tells
oh.
me, yeah, it, we've right. already hit 15 minutes right on the nose, doesn't even give us time to say goodbye.
Well, I'll tell you what. All right. Well, let me play something, and you go ahead and
I'll do it.
Tell everybody they can do contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com.
Okay. Well, he just said it, so I'm going to say it again. Call us tomorrow at noon Eastern Time at 516-418-5651. Tomorrow, our topic is trees. Oh, my gosh, trees. And we will give away the answer to our Great Barrier Reef question. We will draw a winner from our little box of names. And that box is filling up with names, by the way. And you can always email us at contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com. Every
contact
weekday.
Gene and Mary at gmail.com.
Yeah. All right. See you later, alligator.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.